from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
It's just after 10 past 6. Every evening we explain well with Christelle. And today we're talking about Steinhoff.
Yes, and my theme here is champagne taste with a Kool-Aid budget. Because, yeah, just to contextualize. Yesterday, the South African Reserve Bank executed a CS asset seizure order, and Marcus Huster will be able to appeal this. But what was seized includes, let me find my information, a house in Hermanus, the entire Lanzerak wine estate.
The whole estate was his.
The whole.
Must be nice.
A family. So they grabbed his assets, his wife's, his children's, the family trust containing 1.2 billion rand in financial assets, 131 million rand in loans, and 98 million rand in fine art.
Wow, that's all I want to say about that. Maar wat ek ook wil sê is, ek het toe die hele story gebreek het, en ons het eintlik nou met Divan ook een bietjie hieroor gesels. Toe die story gebreek het, het hulle eintlik die foto's gewys van daai huis in Hermanus. Dit is een van die grootste plotte wat jy kan kry, en dit is letterlik op 'n rots, en jy sien net die ocean. That's all you see. Wat ek vir jou wil vra is, hulle het nou beslag gelê op hierdie bates, but people like Marcus Huster, savvy. So daar is seker baie geld, which is offshore, untraceable, or can't be seized because he's hidden it so well. So I know this is going to be a huge blow to him, but I think he's always going to be taken care of if he doesn't go to jail.
So you're spot on. Also because, so this is not even relating to any civil action or criminal action. This relates to the South African Reserve Bank seizing the assets based on foreign exchange contraventions. So it's exactly that. Looking at that and saying, look, we are looking into this. There's reason to be worried. So we're going to seize what we can. And yes, perhaps it's a good time to go back to where we started. So Marcus Huster, of course, is the former boss of Steinhoff. And there we saw in the region of $7.4 billion worth of accounting fraud. It destroyed people's lives. People lost their life savings in a very short period of time. And the biggest losers were government employees. 1.2 million rand towards the government employees' pension fund that was meant to keep 400,000 pensions afloat. Gone.
Yeah, you see, this is where people like him need to go to jail forever. I'm sorry. 400,000 people's pensions. It's just unconscionable.
And that's just the biggest chunk. I know people whose parents' life savings dwindled away as they saw this unfold. And this all dates back to 2017.
Yeah.
But to seize a whole Lanzerak, also the symbolism of that. He can appeal that seizure now and before it becomes permanently in effect. Next week, we have the NPA in Parliament, and they have to answer to the parliamentary structures and why haven't we seen any developments in the criminal prosecution?
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. It's so difficult because we know how rich people operate. There was that trove of documents that came out called the Panama Papers a couple of years ago, which is just detailing how rich people set up offshore accounts through offshore lawyers on islands and tax havens. And then I have a company, but then I sell my shares to this company, which belongs to that company, which belongs in part to, and they just bury it so deeply that you can't find anyone at the end of the day. And then, I mean, Christelle was talking about $7+ billion.
Mm-hmm.
This ampera 100 billion rand. So to take a billion from Marcus Huster and a wine farm,
ja, maar dit is ook die ding, is dat mense wat minder wel af is, jy werk, en jy word van die begin af gesê, belê jou geld, wees slim, moenie jou geld op onnodighede spandeer nie, en sit dit weg, invest it, do a pension, and then this happens. En dan, sit jy met jou hand in jou hare.
Ja. Nee, dit is precies dit, dit affecteer mense. Ja, that was their life savings. Mm. In terms of the big money that you were talking about, Rob, yeah, this kind of, it blows your mind. Like I was reporting in the news about how many racehorses Marcus Huster owns, which is the second most in the world of anyone. This is, however, coming to Showmax.
Oh, it's going to be on TV yes. soon.
Dit is al reeds op Showmax. Die dokumentêr se naam is Stein Heist en die mense kyk dit en ek dink die tydsberekening met hierdie beslaglegging en daai dokumentêr wat alles so 'n bietjie meer in detail gaan verduidelik is regtig net goed om te weet dat 'n mens die bron het om te gaan kyk exactly what happened. Yep. Because a lot of the stuff can kind of be pie in the sky because it's numbers and things that this bedra wat ons as gewone mense nooit sal kan verstaan nie. So I think it's going to be really cool to watch that documentary and just check out exactly yeah. what went down.
You can go and see what happened the whole Marcus Yoster saga. I'm just going to say that if you steal the pensions out from under 400,000 people, you deserve everything that's coming to you.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
Just keep on dancing. The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.